Sheraton, Chicago, 3 a.m. Dreams stretch out a wilderness before us, the hills empty of trees, sunset pouring fast through the high passes. I met a man there who, as Yeats would say, was no right man. The western sky lay behind him. His face was lost in the pointed sun, a corridor from Hades. "I thought you were my brother," he said, looking me over, "but you are still alive and only dream like one of us." Then the sun was gone, and the unfamiliar bed closed around me, the tenor of a room, worlds without dimension, the ambient furnishings. Among a million living souls, I move through space with hands outstretched. My brother, I think, lives climbing the steep of a ravine here, where two of us, high above Lake Michigan, stir the composite sugars in a cup of first light.